Page 141. NASA's plan for Mars.
Mary Louise Kelly, nice to meet you.
Yeah, good to meet you.
That's the head of NASA, Jim Bridenstine. Bridenstine's been having a busy few days, all kinds of anniversary events celebrating 50 years since the first moon landing. We want to talk to him about NASA's next big goal, which he sums up in six words.
We're trying to go to Mars.
Trying to go to Mars. And here's why. In the last year or so, scientists have discovered liquid water under the surface of Mars. They've also found complex organic compounds, the building blocks of life, and they've found that methane levels in Mars's atmosphere vary with the seasons.
Each of these things adds up to say that the probability of finding life on a world that's not our own is going up. And Mars, I think, is that best opportunity in our own solar system to find life on another world.
And not just find life, but send it. NASA is planning a manned mission to Mars. First, though, says Bridenstine, they need to get back to the moon.
It just so happens that the moon is a proving ground. So we can go to the moon and we can learn how to live and work on another world. How do we retire the risk, prove the technology, and then take all of that to Mars?
Why do humans have to go to Mars? You could send robots. Artificial intelligence has come along and could study the possibility of life on Mars.
So there's a number of reasons. But number one is that you can do a whole lot more science a lot faster with humans than you can ever do with a robot. For example, the Mars Curiosity rover, which has been an amazing scientific tool, has traveled maybe, 20 kilometers in its life on Mars. With a human there for 30 to 90 days, we can do a whole lot more discovery, a whole lot faster, a whole lot more accurately. We can bring samples back. But the other thing is, we have this innate sense in us that we want to go further and explore and discover and do it with humans. I mean, that's who we are as a country. In fact, that's what humanity desires.
Copyright NPR.